Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Now, I have on the phone line, because we're going to talk all things Halloween and scary movies, Gordon Hayden. How are you, Gordon?
Alison, all good here. Great to talk to you as always.
I know, it's been a while now. It's been a while. But it is the best season. It is the Halloween season. And you have a podcast that very much deals with this, actually, and all things scary. So we thought we would ask you to come on air and just suggest some movies people can check out over the Halloween period. Do you want to tell me about the podcast first, Gordon?
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, I'm a film critic and horror is my genre. Absolutely always loved it. So I'll delve into, like, some movies that you haven't seen before, some movies that are having anniversaries at the moment, and then we also interview some horror stars from the past. So the title of the podcast, I can't say on air because it's a little bit rude.
It has a little bad word.
But it says it's scared and you're going to hit list. So there's just a letter missing there. And that's basically what the podcast is.
Excellent. And people can find it very easily. So, I mean, Gordon, when we think of a classic horror film or something to watch in Halloween, you've suggested something that lives with me forever. It's quite scary. And it's actually got its 40th anniversary coming up, does it? A Nightmare on Elm Street.
I know it. And here's, for those of a certain vintage, it's 40 years old. So believe it or not. So this came out in 1984. Wes Craven is the director of it, and he also wrote it. And Wes Craven would go on to reignite the slasher genre in the mid-90s with Scream. Mm-hmm. But back in the mid to early 80s, the slasher genre was pretty much on life support. I think people were kind of getting a bit sick and tired of the repetitive Friday the 13th type of slasher films. And then Wes Craven came along with this character of Freddy Krueger. And Freddy Krueger, actually, when he was in school, he was bullied by a guy whose name was Krug. And so that kind of tied in with the name. And then one night when he was a kid as well, Wes Craven, he saw this old guy standing outside his house going through his bins wearing a fedora hat. So all of these things kind of stayed with Wes Craven. And then he read this story. I think it was about a Malaysian student who had died in their sleep because they had been having a series of these horrendous nightmares.
And that's what he based it on. It's so scary. It is so, so scary.
So there you go. The cocktail of his past all came out with Nightmare on Elm Street. And the thing is, Freddy Krueger went on to become this jester-like figure. But if you kind of go back to that first film, like, he was this caretaker who was this child killer, essentially. And so he comes back to take revenge on the parents who killed him. And then the way he kind of comes back to seek out his revenge is through the teens of Elm Street. It's through their dreams.
It is so terrifying. Well, just done. Even, Gordon, the title, saying the title scares me. That is definitely one for older viewers, but one if you really want to be properly spooked. Now, this is one you're suggesting for families. Here's a clip of Goosebumps.
Hey, what happens now?
You go home, you put on your PJs, you get your blankie, you go nap. In the morning, this will all just feel like a bad dream.
Dead weight.
There's no time. Start packing. We're moving again. I'm a family. Now go get your things.
I'm so over this.
Oh, teenagers.
Gordon, anything with Jack Black, I'm sold.
And you know, this is such a good, fun film. It almost kind of has shades of that sort of 80s so Spielberg kind of vibe about it in certain parts. But yeah, Jack Black, he plays a version of R.L. Stine, the famous sort of kids and teen horror writer. And R.L. Stine is actually very close friends with Stephen King. So there's lovely little nods to kind of jabs at Stephen King throughout. But essentially the story is Jack Black, he has kind of hidden his identity, but there's a new family that have moved next door. And what happens is that through the series of books that he's created, some of the creatures that he has invented have actually come alive from the books. And so they've managed to escape from the books, and it turns into this crazy adventure set over a night where the teens next door, along with his daughter, have to try and somehow find these creatures that are loose within the town and get them back in the books.
It's so good. Goosebumps is really, really good. You also suggested for that category Beetlejuice, which we sat down and watched with Joan recently. And it's so good. Of course, the second one was in cinemas recently as well for a family horror. What about A Quiet Place? You're suggesting that, Gordon, for an entry-level horror film for maybe younger teens.
Yeah, because I think sometimes, like, there might be the parent who's a real horror fan and kind of thinks, what, that kind of good gateway horror movie to kind of get them in. And I think John Krasinski's A Quiet Place is brilliant. And, of course, we recently had the prequel out in cinemas. But it's such an inventive premise. So you have this family who essentially have to live in silence because the alien predators that are more or less just outside the door, and if they hear the slightest little sound, they will be there in what feels like an instant to essentially gobble them up. And so it's about a family who are trying to use sign language to communicate with each other in these circumstances. They always have to be quiet because, as I say, that noise is essentially your enemy. It's so well directed and written by John Krasinski, starring his wife Emily Blunt.
Yes.
The performances are brilliant. It really is such a masterclass in tension and atmosphere. And you're with the family throughout because the performances are great. And at the same time, I think the scares aren't too
intense. Full-on. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That I think, again, for younger teens, I think this is a good one to kind of start them
off. A Quiet Place. And I'm a big fan of both of those guys. And finally, Gordon, for the moment, horror comedy. And this was celebrating an anniversary recently, too, I think. Wasn't it Shaun of the Dead?
You are absolutely right, Alison. Here's another one of those of that vintage to kind of make them go, what? 20 years old, The Shaun of the Dead.
And, it's so funny.
It's so, so good. And Simon Pegg, Edgar Wright's his co-writer and director on this. Simon Pegg wrote the script along with starring in it. But they had worked together on a TV show called Space, which is absolutely brilliant.
Uh-huh.
And they love and adore horror. And so they've put, it's a parody of sorts where you can see all the influences, of course, Dawn of the Dead being a big one, the Romero film, hence the title Shaun of the
Dead.
And it's just about these two best friends who are trying to get across town to get to Simon Pegg's girlfriend and then try and get to the local pub, the Winchester Arms, in order to kind of stay safe in the pub. That's their plan. They've got no other plan.
And they've got zombies after them all over the place.
Exactly.
And it's so many very, very funny moments in it as well. Gordon Hayden, thank you so much for your time this morning and happy Halloween. Thanks. Bye. Bye.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.